welcome to today's edition of Inside Life on Native Chief Radio. A very special good morning to you, somebody. I believe you are doing great. You are also a blessing this morning. So on today's edition of Inside Life, I'm speaking on the topic, write it down. Somebody, you got to write the vision, the dream, the goal. You got to write them down and just be specific with them. Lord, you are the most. In case you didn't know, then I'm telling you this morning that you need a vision board. Somebody, you need to write the vision that God has given to you down. Habakkuk chapter 2, the verse number 2 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." Lord, you are the most. You see, that's what the Bible is saying, it's not me. Write your vision down and make it plain upon tables. So I don't know what you want to write your vision on, but then you have to make it plain. You have to make it readable, that even when you are very busy or you are very late going out, you can just read it and move out. That everything's gonna be okay. You see, our vision is just like a business plan. You are the father to the father. You see, a business plan is a blueprint of every business. So most successful business out there, or most successful companies out there, they all have business plan. Something that has been guiding the business. You make the blind man see. So somebody, your vision, you made the cripple man see, is a blueprint of your life. So you also gotta write it down. You see, our problem is we usually pay attention to those who have it. Yeah, we pay attention to them because we don't actually know what we're doing, or we've not written our vision down. So our attention is on, let's say, Despite has done this, has done that, so I want to become like Despite. That's where our attention is. But instead of us to get our own vision and write it down and pursue it, we don't do it. So this day, I'm telling you that you need a vision board to write your vision on. That is what God told Habakkuk. Write the vision down. Somebody, if you don't write it down, you'll forget. That is the thing. You will lose focus. You will lose direction if you don't write it down and read it day and night. As I said earlier, it is a blueprint of your life. Lord, you are the most. If you don't write the vision down, or if you don't have a dream list, you are complicating what you want to achieve. You see, Oprah was on TV for over 30 years talking about these vision boards. Somebody, it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian, a Muslim, or whatever. If you don't write it down, your chances of it happening is very slim. I'm going to tell you why is it important to write your vision down. You see, it is very important because it plants the information in your subconscious. I mean, just write it down. What do you want? Write it down. Don't deviate, just be clear with it. The forecast for us is $200 million. What at all do you want? Just write it down. And there's nothing wrong dreaming for forecast for houses or whatever. Friday, I play some shows on Saturday. If you ask me what my best day, because there is nothing too big for our God. The thing is, somebody have to dream big, because the God that we serve is big. And there is nothing that he cannot do. So that is it for today. Somebody got to identify your gift. After that, you write it down. Read it morning and night, each day. And talk to God about it. Don't forget to work it out as well. A very special good morning to you, Bella. So until we meet again, bye-bye.